This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, wow. I mean, we just hear that Vince McMahon retires, and we talk about that with Bully Ray and Mark Henry. Oh, and by the way, we get breaking news that Triple H is now the head of creative. We get the reaction from myself, from Bully Ray, from Mark Henry, and also Tommy Dreamer joins the show and gives us his reaction on all that's going on in this crazy world of the WWE right now on the Busted Open Podcast.
Triple H is now the head of creative for World Wrestling Entertainment. And it is amazing how this business works. Well, absolutely amazing to see how this story of Triple H has now come full circle. From the guy who took a developmental brand and turned it into what I considered the best pro wrestling show on television. Better than Raw, better than SmackDown, better than Impact, NWA, Dynamite, anything. To me, NXT Black and Gold was the most well-rounded professional wrestling television show. But Vince did not like the idea that the NXT Black and Gold brand got its ass handed to them by AEW and Dynamite on Wednesday nights. Thus, the Black and Gold brand was almost made to become an afterthought, extinct. And now that Vince has to step down, the guy that Vince took out of power with the Black and Gold brand is now the head of creative for the entire company. Mark, you know damn well in this business, we never say never, and nothing is really shocking. But my God, what a story this is. Full circle.
It is. It's definitely a big story. I was not under the impression that Triple H was taken out of power. I thought that they made the decision to make NXT more of a developmental again, based off the fact that AEW stepped up, not just because they wanted to make a change. I think it was, like you said, getting their ass handed to them. AEW started to rise, and I think that a lot of the talent paid a part in that. You get talent start to leave. You get people not feeling like they have any say-so, that they can't perform at the rate that they're usually able to perform at. And people started to disappear. But, yeah, I guess so. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe it was a banishment for Triple H. But he didn't get banished very long. He's back.
No, I just think it's amazing that this is somebody that we thought got knocked down. He was off. He took time off for health reasons. And Bully, now he is, according to PW Insider, which, as you always say, is an extremely reliable source. Mike Johnson is one of the best that there is in breaking news. If this is true, and it seems like it is, if Triple H is now head of creative, Bully, I would tend to think that we are going to see a more cohesive product moving forward. You always complain about connecting the creative dots. If Triple H is in charge, they are going to connect those dots. Triple H is somebody on the NXT brand that had some long-term feuds. I mean, obviously, Gargano and Ciampa would be an example of that. If this is true, Bully, this is an extreme positive for the main roster of the WWE.
I'm glad you brought up that word positive, because one of the things that I wanted to talk about this morning was the positives of Vince McMahon not being in power anymore. And I think the number one positive is Vince not being involved with creative. Listen, credit to where credit is due. When it comes to creative ideas over the past 40 years, Vince is an absolute genius. Vince is excellent at what he's done. Look at what he's created. Look at what he's turned WWE into. But eventually, you need a fresh perspective, a fresh set of eyes, a fresh final yes and no person on the creative team. And one of the positives of Vince stepping away was maybe this opens things up for the WWE creatively. I think Hunter being the head of creative is as positive can get for the WWE. I don't think anybody there, short of, I'll say, a Michael Hayes, a Paul Heyman, even a Bruce Pritchard, understands the WWE product quite like Triple H does. I put NXT under Triple H's regime up there against everything. You know how I felt about that brand. And I'm not, I have no loyalty to any company. I have a loyalty to the Busted Open Nation and giving them my fair and honest opinion. So to have Triple H in charge of creative now and overseeing things, I hope that he can bring what we saw in NXT Black and Gold to the main roster. And I think he will. People appreciate what Hunter was able to do creatively. And I think they're going to, I think the talent, a few of them won't be happy, but you can never make the boy, all the boys happy all the time. But I think the majority of talent will be extremely excited by Triple H being the head of creative.
Mark?
Well, Dave, Bully, I am somebody with skin in the game, and I do have loyalty to AEW, but when the war was going on between AEW and NXT, there were dozens of times that I gave the Black and Gold the nod. And that was not about loyalty to anyone or having skin in the game. It was, that was the right call to make. And the fans can see through. I was a WWE shield when I made my decisions. Then when I signed with AEW, then I was an AEW shield. So people are going to make their assessments, and they're entitled to that. But I care about the credibility. And if they're able to do what they did with the Black and Gold, then I will have to say, honestly, hey, it was a better show. And I think Triple H has the potential to do that with his, you know, with the background. But the people like Ciampa and people that Triple H knows can carry the load and do all the things that he would like done, there's going to be some changes.
Well, there's a couple of things here. Because, Bully, you always said when we talked about Wednesdays, you and I would come on a Thursday morning, and you usually would say that AEW was the more fun show, but NXT was the all-around best pro wrestling show. I look at what's going on the main roster right now. There is a lack of creativity. One thing that Triple H was able to do when he was on the in charge of Black and Gold brand is every wrestler had a purpose. Every wrestler had a story. Every wrestler had a character that connected with the audience. I can't give Triple H more credit than saying that everybody on the show meant something. You can't say that about Raw or SmackDown right now. It's very, very top heavy. The top of the card, everybody gets their dots connected and every character means something. But I don't know if I could say that about the rest of the roster. I would think if Triple H is in charge of creative, Bully, that everybody that's a part of that roster, every character is going to mean something on that show.
And you want to talk about the stars aligning for the WWE in the midst of the negativity of Vince McMahon having to retire? Triple H, according to PW Insider, as of like 20 minutes ago, was announced the head of WWE Creative. Tonight, Monday Night Raw comes to us live for 3 hours from Madison Square Garden. What a night to be able to step up to the plate in the Mecca, in the Garden, and hit an absolute home run. If I'm Triple H right now, if I truly have that pencil in my hand at 9:26 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am writing the best Monday Night Raw I possibly can. I'm staking my flag in the ground, and I'm declaring this the Triple H era of WWE Creative. Here is where we change the direction, almost as if when Vince came on TV, I believe in 97, and declared the attitude change within the WWE. I don't think Hunter is going to do that tonight, but man, if there was ever a night to come out swinging, tonight is the night. Because once this information gets out there to wrestling fans, who I think are going to appreciate and enjoy the fact that Hunter is now the head of creative, now we sit in front of our TV tonight for 3 hours. If we get that type of Monday Night Raw that we know the boys and Hunter and the creative team can give us, damn, what an opportunity for the WWE to really take back control.
Mark?
Bullet, you've been a part of it, and I've been a part of it. I've sat next to you in a couple of them. There will be a meeting. All the talent in one room. And the conversation is going to be, hey, guys, I know y'all heard I'm the head of creative now. Show me why I should be putting you first. Show me why you deserve a shot over somebody else that's already paying dividends on this show. You've been in those meetings, right, Bully?
Of course.
And we have had to step up, and there were times some people can do it. There's some people that, you know what, that they're not the squeaky wheel, so they're not going to get the oil. When it comes to politics, we're going to find out now who can really work, who can politic the best, and who can cut the best promos, because you have to. This is when you get the call. Bully was sitting next to me in the brass ring conversation. You remember that one?
Yep.
The brass ring. Vince had a brass ring conversation. Who's going to grab the brass ring? And that I feel like will happen tonight. Anytime you go to the Garden, it was like a pay-per-view. You step your ass up or you're going to look bad.
Tonight is an opportunity for Hunter, for the talent, for the entire company, for the fan base. Like I said, Monday Night Raw, Madison Square Garden. You couldn't, Dave, imagine if Raw tonight is what we all hope Raw can be tonight. Personally, I think the WWE fan base has already forgotten about the Vince McMahon story. I don't think WWE fans, I think the majority of WWE fans did not care. And I've been reading them over the past couple of weeks. If Raw is a grand slam tonight, people aren't even going to talk about the Vince situation anymore unless something worse comes up.
Well, I mean, listen, what you just said is loaded, Bully, because there's a lot of ifs. I mean, we could dissect your statement for the next 3 hours, just breaking that down when it comes to Vince McMahon and what we're going to get tonight on Monday Night Raw. I will say this, that this Monday Night Raw tonight, live from Madison Square Garden, may be the most important Monday Night Raw since the Raw we saw week one. And I'm being completely honest. This is a new era in pro wrestling. The WWE is now seeing a field that they have not experienced in 40 years. Vince McMahon has been the owner of this company since 1982. Think about that. First of all, in 1982, there was no Monday Night Raw. We're talking about a completely different era. And I'm being completely honest. This pro wrestling show, I'm not even going to call it a Monday Night Raw. This pro wrestling show may be one of the most important pro wrestling shows that anybody that's listening to my voice has ever seen.
This is Bob Kendrick, president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum and host of the award-winning SiriusXM podcast, Black Diamond. We're back with new episodes following a star-studded trip to L.A. for All-Star Week, featuring my conversation with Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
It's Dusty and I right now, and it's sad that people don't feel that people of color have the mind to manage the game.
Hear the story of Negro Leagues Baseball right now on Black Diamonds, a SiriusXM podcast available on the SXM app, included with all of our trials and popular plans.
Is there a lot of pressure into this Monday Night Raw? Are we looking too much into this Monday Night Raw for tonight?
I think the pressure is not going to come to after SummerSlam, because SummerSlam is already bought and sold. Now you got, I mean, you can go out and kick the tires and do the rah-rah Nuke Rockne speech all you want to. It's not going to change until after SummerSlam.
I don't know. I'm kind of torn on that, Bully. I mean,
if we were in Des Moines, Iowa tonight, and no disrespect to Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh, yeah, that's disrespect to Des Moines.
All right, let's just get to SummerSlam, and then the Monday Night Raw after SummerSlam becomes the most important Raw. You're in the Garden tonight.
It's massive.
The reason why the announcement of Vince stepping down came at 4:05 on Friday, and there's a reason the announcement of Triple H taking over came first thing this morning. That whole news cycle thing. End the week with the negative, begin the week with the positive.
Well, let's be real here. Why did the
stock is almost $5 a share as of right now? Money talks, bullshit walks. Monday Night Raw, Madison Square Garden. I am gripping that bat. I'm choking up, and I am swinging for the fences. I want people, if they want, they wanted that news cycle to start this morning. And if you wanted people to start this morning, they want people to know by tonight that there's a new regime. There's new people in charge. I'm going for the jugular. That's just
every decision is made for a reason. Why did they announce Vince's retirement at 4:05? The stock market was closed. You know, why did that come out on a Friday? Because Friday is usually when you want something, because usually that news cycle closes down for the weekend. Why did they make this announcement at what, 9:30? I don't even think it's officially been announced yet. So let's say that. I don't think the WWE has officially announced anything. So we'll keep checking on that. Right now, these are all reports. But this is seeping in early on a Monday morning, because Monday Night Raw is tonight at Madison Square Garden. Less than a week. And Mark, you just said bought and paid for. But you know what? I'm doing reads for Peacock for people to tune in to SummerSlam. They want people to be excited about SummerSlam. They want people to watch SummerSlam. And you know what? As of right now when we're talking, SummerSlam is by far not sold out for Saturday. I'm sure they would love to sell more tickets for SummerSlam. Maybe those things happen now because of these announcements that are taking place today.
Well, I mean, that's what you do the marketing for. Is to sell the tickets, to create the buzz, to get people excited. And I think Bully's right in the sense that going forward, people are excited about what could be. But that could be tonight, when everything is, all the matches are already set. Like, what are you going to do? Bring in people that's been sitting in the locker room and sitting in catering and have them jump in and try to interject themselves and stuff that's already going on? No, you're not going to do that.
By the way, it has been made official. The WWE has announced that Triple H is head of, he's responsible and is head of WWE creative in addition to his regular duties. So that is now official, coming out from the WWE.
You know, Reggae Dad called in and he said, you know, he mentioned AEW, and what's this going to mean for AEW? AEW to me is not even in the conversation. I want to know what this is going to mean for Triple H's baby, which is the NXT brand. Does it continue to be Vince and Bruce's vision of what developmental should be, or will it now become what Hunter's vision for it would be? I think that's an interesting conversation if we decided to have it, or maybe you could have that with Tommy on a Wednesday, on Wednesday. But as far as tonight is concerned, and I'm not trying to be repetitive here, what an opportunity. I mean, Dave, we spoke yesterday and we talked about the possibility of Vince McMahon being on Monday Night Raw tonight, because it is Madison Square Garden. With the news coming out about Triple H, do you still want to see, do you want to see, or do you not want to see Vince McMahon in Madison Square Garden?
No, I mean, I don't think Vince McMahon came out on Raw and SmackDown over the last few weeks. Why? I think he was waving his middle finger to everybody saying, you know what, you're not going to force me out. Well, you know what? You retired on Friday. Stephanie came out on SmackDown, gave Vince his moment, had the Vince chant, said, I love you, Daddy. I think that's where it ends. If Vince McMahon really wants to do what's best for the WWE, his era, his regime is now over. If I start with anybody, and I'm not saying that this is the way it should be, I start with Triple H. Kind of like what we saw with NXT. How did it start with NXT? With Triple H being in the middle of that ring, announcing NXT. I don't even know if that's the right way to go, but I think if you were to do anything, it should be Triple H over Vince McMahon tonight at Madison Square Garden.
You mean that you would not?
I don't even think I have anybody. I think you just do your show. I think you go out there and you do your show.
I think Dave, I would like to see Triple H address the fan base. I'd like to see him go out there and cut the promo that he cut at NXT and said that it's going to be gripping. It's going to be some new. It's going to be some shakeup. There's going to be people that you never saw before. There's going to be people that were on top that are going to have to fight to stay there. I want to see that, because that forces him to do it. If you don't stand up, then what's the point of having somebody new in a new regime in? Keep the old regime.
Dave, where was Triple H's – when Triple H returned after his injury to Madison Square Garden, what kind of response did he get back in the day?
It was maybe one of the biggest pops I've ever heard.
So tonight, if you did start off Monday Night Raw with Hunter's music and you heard that, gong, time to play the game. That place, based on the news that got released today, is going to go ballistic. Triple H comes to the ring. Maybe he comes with Stephanie. Who knows? Maybe he comes by himself. And he says one thing. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Monday Night Raw. And now you've seen just enough of Triple H. Just seeing him for that moment, you know, okay, this is my territory now. This is my company now. I'm in charge now. And then you hit somebody's music. Maybe you hit Austin Theory's music. Maybe whoever it is, that's how I would start Raw. Or well, I would suggest starting Raw like that.
Well, let me ask you this, because you and I spoke on the phone last night. Vince McMahon just retired on Friday. This is Madison Square Garden. This is the company that he built for 40 years. As Mark said before, not regional, not national, but global. We actually talked about doing some sort of segment or tribute or something towards Vince McMahon. After hearing this news about Triple H and a new regime and a step forward, do you even acknowledge Vince McMahon tonight on Monday Night Raw?
I'm very 50-50 on this. Because if there's any one venue that Vince has earned the right, and a lot of people are going to say, based on the allegations, he hasn't earned the right to do anything anymore. And I understand that point of view. And I respect your point of view for that, if that's what you're thinking right now. But if there's any venue that Vince has earned the right to say goodbye from, on any given night, on any given show, it's Monday Night Raw from Madison Square Garden.
Do you have that in person, or do you have a video of Vince going, thank you, I can't be there tonight, but God bless the WWE and the nation, the fan base. Let's hear it for the next regime or whatever it is that they
say. I understand what you're saying, Mark. I'm going to paint a picture right now. Tell me if you like this or not. Start off Monday Night Raw with Vince McMahon. Boom. Because Vince McMahon is going to get a monster pop, and he's going to stand the ovation, and people will start chanting, thank you, Vince. Guaranteed.
I wouldn't and have then, him out in front of the people, though.
Okay, fair enough. But then you roll out Triple H. Do you see some type of
passing of the torch?
Exactly. For lack of a better word, Vince hands the pencil to Triple H. We see the passing of the torch happening in the building that the McMahon family built. Just a suggestion. Wow. Just an idea.
I
think that's a question for the nation, too. Do you want to see Vince one last time? Will we ever see Vince again on WWE programming? Or is this the new era, the new regime, and you just move forward with Triple H, Nick Khan, and Stephanie McMahon?
You want an inside look at the NFL with two future Hall of Famers? Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go with Tom Brady, Larry Fitzgerald, and Jim Gray returns for the 2022 season.
What a blessing it's been to be a part of football history.
Tom's experience always shows up in big games.
That means in-depth football talk and the best guests in the podcast world.
Come see me, and now you really Hall of Fame.
Come see Uncle Snoop in the studio.
Hear the best of Let's Go, dropping Mondays on your podcast feed up until the season premiere on September 5th. Download and subscribe right now on the SXM app or wherever you get your podcast.
Our very own Tommy Dreamer. Tommy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I was just in Buffalo yesterday, David, an official member of the Bills Mafia as well. So don't be mocking this lovely hat that I'm
wearing. Have a Jets hat on next week. You have on a Jaguars hat. You have a Cowboys hat, a San Francisco, LA. You switch every week.
Fraud. I do not own a Dallas Cowboys hat. Thank you very much.
That's because nobody ever gave you one.
Truth.
What's going on, guys?
Not much.
So glad I got afford to be insulted.
Tommy,
to get here and drive an hour.
And I haven't even said anything yet.
Good morning.
Tommy, we asked you to come on to fill time because we really have nothing to talk about on a Monday here. Mm-hmm. Dear God. I mean, Tommy, seriously, can you remember bigger news over the course of a three-day period than what we've just seen take place? Friday at 4:05 Eastern time, Vince McMahon retires. And then this morning, the WWE reports that Triple H is the head of creative. A lot of changes with the biggest company in pro wrestling.
Yes, as well as Triple H being the head of talent relations, I think Triple H is in for a whirlwind of never sleeping and or needs to realize to delegate some authority and rely on those people that you're going to surround yourself with. He did a great job in NXT, but talent relations is a 24/7 job if you're the head of it, as well as a 24/7 job with creative. So it's a lot going on, and it's a massive change. I think all of us were shocked with Vince stepping down, but you know, I think on the horizon there's more stuff that's going to come out of this, and it's the right move, unfortunately, that has to be made within WWE. And you know, for all of us have experienced it, and a lot of wrestlers, and I always say this, the machine will move forward, and now the machine moves forward even without the captain of the ship, Vince McMahon. And it's going to be interesting because like any new management, like any new ownership, people are going to lose jobs. People are going to be placed in different positions. It already happened to Triple H and all of his boys. And hopefully, because we saw how much we loved NXT and the black and gold, hopefully a lot of those people can get back in those positions. And I mean, but on the other hand, a lot of those people are working other places. So it's going to be interesting. I don't think there's going to be a a dramatic effect right now on Raw. I do think if this is me looking at it, I'm going to fix NXT and fix NXT big time and get that brand beloved, because now it's a whole new management. Because if we're building you to go to Raw, what did all of us talk about forever? How did they drop the ball with this person? How did they drop the ball with that person? Well, now if we're going to see these people on NXT, they should be developed to go to Raw, because it's pretty much should be the same person having the same system. And I think that's the easiest fix. I would leave everything status quo that we had for SummerSlam, and then continue do a reboot after SummerSlam. And, you know, but just set your, all your plans should be set in motion. But, you know, I also would look at that room and look at the people who were against me, and were just, you don't, nobody needs a bunch of ass kissers or brown nosers. And from the old regime to the new regime, because they're just there for a job and a paycheck. And I would look at those people and say, thank you for your service, and I appreciate it. And this is not going to help me, because I know you'll be the one to try to slit my throat as well, even though that's not the place. And cool. You know, hey, this happened to me, because, I mean, we talked about Triple H, Stephanie gone, and now they're back there. So I would really look around, and it's kind of like, who are my boys? Who are my friends? And even more importantly, who are my friends when I wasn't, you know, on top? And Triple H, I got that. I told you this a long time ago, man. I used to get one point, I think it was 150 messages in during ECW time. And then I remember one of the saddest days of my life, not one person texted or called me. And I was like, I did for so much for so many, and not one person thought of me today. And I was just like, wow. It was a real telling time for me. But everyone's your friend when you're on top, and when you're in creative and plus talent relations, he's going to have a lot more friends. It's like I said, people have no clue that job. I've done it in WWE. I've done both. And I've also done it, you know, when I was running House of Hardcore. It's exhausting. So there you go. There's my two cents.
So from what you said, Tommy, this isn't the only change we're going to see. You think over the next few days, maybe the next few weeks, that there's going to be some changes when it comes to the WWE. Maybe some long-term names that have been there for a while may not be there for much longer.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, you know, who was in developmental system before? It was, you know, Road Dogg, and Road Dogg was the head writer of SmackDown. And then, you know, he went to NXT. William Regal was there. You know, that system was running great. And Dave, you and I talked about, they were selling out arenas. And, you know, that whole mantra of, you know, they were taking the hottest indie talent and turning them into, you know, WWE superstars. Now then the whole regime of, we don't want people who want to be professional wrestlers. We want athletes. All that has to change. And I think Hunter sees all that. It's now his vision. And that dude, if somebody came in and took over this show and said, I have a whole other vision of this show, you know, who's going to be in this Zoom box out of the four of us that they want to replace? We want the show to be younger. It all depends on that person. And that's how it was with Vince McMahon. You know, we've discussed, I'm sorry, we would discuss Keith Lee. Keith Lee comes up, all of a sudden he goes away. Karrion Kross, all of a sudden he comes up. It's changed. But now, to me, the biggest part of that shouldn't be characters should change. If I'm branding you from as a WWE superstar in NXT, I want to see that character, same name, same brand loyalty that you have once you come up there.
And one of the biggest stories right now, Vince retiring, resigning, whatever word we're applying to this, I guess it'll officially come out soon, whether it's retire or resign, step down, forced out, whatever word that needs to be attached to Vince being gone. The field has been plowed. The road is clear. This is Hunter's vision. it doesn't look like he's going to have Vince looking over his shoulder at all. That's a big deal.
It is.
We always talk about how, you know, me and Tommy came up in a world of one vision. Right, wrong, or indifferent, you lived and died by the one vision. So I think this is very beneficial for fans of the WWE, because we're going to get the creative vision of one person. And this is the one person who, as a talent, we enjoyed, and as the guy who built up NXT, we enjoyed.
Mark?
Is there anybody in the wrestling world that you go throw money at that does not work for WWE? In this new regime.
In a new regime. Like, are you talking about New talent?
Japan. Yeah, a talent that's on the indies, a talent that's in Japan, a talent that's at another one of the other companies.
CM
Who do you
Punk.
Throw money at?
CM Punk's not going back to WWE.
Well, no. You also got to listen, especially with eyes on WWE, you cannot contact any talents that are under contract with another company. That was done before, and if it's done again when you're being investigated, you better make sure all your ducks are in a row, and or have an outside, you know, hey, when's your contract up? This it, because if somebody contacts you while you're under contract right then and there, you're
tampering,
contract tampering. You can have somebody ask, hello, when is your contract up so we can talk?
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen. And SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa Rivas.